A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
65 degrees.
Still a crash-free drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Legislative leaders are raising concerns as Governor Gary Herbert prepares to announce whether he'll issue an order for a statewide mask requirement.
Mandatory mask requirement. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has the latest.
Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson issued statements shortly after their meeting with Governor Gary Herbert this week. KSL.com reports both say wearing masks should continue to be voluntary, though they say it's a good idea that protects vulnerable members of the community. Adams raised the question of enforcement in his statement. Both say the situation in Utah's urban and rural counties is different. Governor Herbert is expected to announce his decision on a statewide mask mandate later this morning. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
That announcement, by the way, expected to happen during a coronavirus task force briefing that's scheduled to begin at 11:30 this morning. We'll break in immediately with live coverage as soon as it begins on KSL News Radio.
A St. George nurse who works with elderly patients infected with coronavirus and her husband have now contracted the disease themselves. Tony Ferguson hasn't been able to see her husband, Clyde, in person since June because he's hospitalized and needs help breathing.
I hate calling the nurses in the mornings because I know that it's going to be, you know, another bout of bad news.
Late last night, she told KSL-TV she finally got back a negative test for COVID-19. She believes she caught the virus at work.
An investigation is underway after a police cruiser was vandalized while parked at an officer's home in West Jordan. KSL News Radio's John Wolchek joins us live with the details of this story. John.
Yeah, Tim, detectives with the West Jordan Police Department say the vandalized police cruiser belongs to a South Jordan cop. Now, they say there's no home security footage to help track down who spray-painted the words Black Lives Matter in bright red along the side of the vehicle.
It's concerning to me, yes. And I think if you were to speak with most officers on a personal level, they would tell you that it's concerning.
Sergeant J.C. Holt with the West Jordan Police Department says he actually doesn't think the person who did this is connected with the Black Lives Matter movement in any way. Rather, he feels it's probably someone who's just looking to create chaos and division in the community. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact the West Jordan Police Department. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The phrase Black Lives Matter is being temporarily added to the steps of the Salt Lake City County building. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the mural will serve as a reminder that the city is committed to real change.
Putting these words on our city's doorstep, where our laws are made and our taxpayer dollars are spent, will remind us and should remind us every day of our own biases and how to be anti-racist in all of our actions and in our policies.
Officials say eight artists will add two letters of the slogan each. Those artists will be chosen by a committee, including Mayor Mendenhall and Black Lives Utah founder Lex Scott.
Unemployment claims remain above a million a week. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the weekly new unemployment claims remain above a million for the 15th consecutive week. The Labor Department reporting 1.3 million first-time benefit claims last week, as expected. Continuing claims, however, dropped by 700,000 as the recovery comes in fits and starts. It was another record day for new coronavirus cases in the U.S. 62,000 reported yesterday. That's the second straight day above 60,000. Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Task Force says wearing a mask is essential and looks good.
This came from the Salt River Tribe. Masks can be a fashion statement.
More states and cities are requiring masks be worn in public. The Texas Republican Party has called off next week's convention in Houston after the mayor told the venue to opt out of the contract. Mayor Sylvester Turner insists
no one wanted to make this to even appear to be political.
But Texas Republicans say they had precautions all ready to go. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And 100 black pro soccer players raising fists in midfield as Major League Soccer returned last night in Orlando, Florida. D.C. United goalie Earl Edwards Jr. explaining they did it for young people.
We can make them feel like they can be proud to be black.
Orlando won 2-1 over Miami. Real Salt Lake plays their first game there Sunday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.